Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 16. These short interludes, published between our guest episodes, bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation. And today's interlude is about flying dreams. Why do we have them? And what do they mean? What's your dream flying style? How do you fly in your dreams? Do you flap your arms like a bird taking off? Stretch your arms to each side like a gliding eagle? Or do you do a kind of swimming breaststroke? Or point a determined finger skyward and launch like Superman? Or hover just above the tree line? Or get trapped in the power lines? Or do you do a little run, hop, skip, jump with the occasional airborne balletic grand plié? What's your flying style? And how often do you dream of flying? In your body, we're talking about, not in a plane. Did you dream more of flying when you were a child than you do now? Children often report flying in their dreams, and many adults lament the lost joys of dream flying, which led one ABC radio presenter, Helen Shield, to invite me onto her show to talk about why we might fly less in our dreams as adults. Helen had been interviewing a guest earlier in the week who happened to mention that he missed his childhood flying dreams, and Helen wondered if there was a reason why we might lose our wings in adulthood. Over the years, I have consistently heard people bemoan the loss of their childhood flying dreams, but I don't have any statistics on hand. I'd say the evidence is anecdotal. On the other hand, many adults still fly in their dreams. For myself, although I remember a lot of my childhood dreams, I don't remember flying, and I think I would until I reached adulthood. And now I still dream fly from time to time. My first flying dreams were of the just hovering above the ground variety, or taking big springy steps that had me balletically flying through the air but needing to touch down to push off again. I loved the sensation, but I didn't fly very high. In other dreams, my body would be lifted gently off the ground and placed elsewhere, as if I were a wind-blown seed, and I felt quite safe with these otherworldly relocations, but I didn't fly high. My high-flying dreams took off when I started to get creative projects off the ground. More than off the ground, more than hovering, more than isolated balletic leaps, but really off the ground and happening. Look at your flying dreams as possible metaphors reflecting your conscious and unconscious experiences. The dramas and storylines around my high-flying dreams helped me to understand my experiences and conflicts around my creative projects taking off, just like a plane takes off. My earlier hovering dreams reflected the conflicting mix of faith and doubt that kept me from really taking off, but gave me a taste of the possibilities. You might say that my intentions were hovering like a finger poised over the enter bar on a keyboard, the indecision, the moment of choice. Again, the dramas and storylines of these dreams helped me to see the deeper, unconscious beliefs and patterns that kept me in hovering mode. When you look at your own flying dreams, what metaphor or conflict might they be reflecting? Do you spend most of your dream trying to convince others to fly up and join you? Here, you might be getting to know the parts of yourself that remain unconvinced. that have self-doubt? Or do you get tangled in overhead power lines? Might this mean you're feeling limited or trapped by your beliefs about power, yours or other people's? Or do you fly in your dreams to escape a predator, or to remove yourself from an uncomfortable dream scenario? What might you be trying to escape or not look at in your life? Or do you fly to get a fabulous bird's eye view of the land below? Might you be looking for a higher perspective or a wider view, or wanting to compare where you've been in the past to a range of future possibilities laid out symbolically on the dream map beneath you? Do you fly for sheer enjoyment? Might you be experiencing new freedoms in waking life, or experimenting with living a less restricted life? Or do you have a sense during your dream flight that you are discovering new talents and abilities? Might you be ready to reach a higher potential? There's no dream dictionary approach for flying dreams, just as there is no dream dictionary approach for any dream if you are serious about understanding your own unique individual dream. You can begin by asking yourself the kinds of questions I've just posed. They will help you to begin to relate your flying dream to your waking life. And from there, you can use my other dream interpretation tools and techniques to get the full meaning of your unique dream. Our dreams reflect our waking life experiences, both conscious and unconscious. Now, children have waking life flying experiences. Waking life flying experiences. Think about it. Here's a partial list. Parents fly their babies and young children through the air for play. I know I tossed my children momentarily and safely into the air so they would have an airborne feeling for a microsecond or so, and they loved it. Or I'd lay on the floor and balance my children on my feet, gently holding their arms, giving them a flying sensation. Or I'd listen to them chuckle when I placed one hand beneath their belly and one hand on their back and flew them as I danced a few steps. These are all common games parents play with their children. Parents might hold their child's hands and lift them from the ground, flying them in circles as they turn on the spot. Children experience flying when they play on the swings at the park, feet off the ground, hair flying in the breeze, reaching higher and higher. And perhaps children experience flying when they learn to swim, feet off the ground, flying in water rather than air. If you fly in breaststroke style in your dreams, your dreaming mind may be drawing on this memory of swimming. A little more subtly, I wonder if we draw on our childhood experiences of growing, especially for those dreams where we fly above the landscape, looking down on the land. Think about it. As children, we grew, sometimes in leaps and bounds, and we must have experienced a sensation some mornings when we stood up after a night's sleep and the ground was ever so slightly further away than it was the night before. It might not have felt like flying, but it might have been experienced as a shift in perspective, seeing the ground from a greater height. Childhood is also a time when we develop fast, learn new things, step out of our comfort zone over and over again, discover new talents and abilities like walking, running, riding a bike, reading, writing, doing maths, and reaching new potential. Reaching up into these higher potentials may be reflected as flying dreams, and our success or otherwise with our dream flying may reflect our success or hesitations in waking life. Children who experience pain and trauma in waking life may find ways to dissociate from the pain, to distance themselves from it, to escape. And this may sometimes result in dreams of flying to escape. Other children may dream of flying to escape when they are processing the everyday fears and scary thoughts that all children encounter. Listen to how a person, child or adult, describes their dream. Ask them how they felt in the dream. Gather the clues you need to gain a little chink of understanding before you delve deeper to investigate the full meaning of the whole dream. By now, you might have some ideas about why some adults no longer dream of flying. If you fly in your adult dreams, I hope you now have some ideas about what your dreams may mean and a little insight into interpreting your flying style. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 304, will be out in 2 weeks on the 14th of May, 2026. My guest, radio breakfast announcer Leah Tyndall, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. Now, have you done my dream interpretation course yet? It's called How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. And you can begin it today, right now. Simply go to my website at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H, to get started. And you'll see the link in the show notes. JaneTeresa.com is also where you can find out about my consultation services, books, and other courses. And those links are in the show notes too. Thank you, as always, to Ewan Gray, the sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.